We are going to be reading today from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28.
Then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along."
So God created mankind in his own image. In the image God created them. Male and female he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground."
After graduating from seminary, I took my first appointment and moved to Melbourne, Florida, where I lived for 8 years. And one of the things that I found myself doing quite often, because it was just one of my favorite things to do there in my time living there, was to go and to walk on the causeway there. I had this wonderful walking area on the south side, and no matter what time of day I would go, I would see that there were others there, because it was just such a wonderful gift and opportunity that we had while living there. The views from the bridge out onto the Indian River were glorious. And more times than not, I would see dolphin in the water playing, swimming, jumping through the waters together. And in certain seasons of the year, I would see manatee there on the sides of the bank of the water. I can still envision myself smiling as I would see those creatures, and in that moment, just thanking God for the gift of that day of seeing them. I felt like it was just the perfect way as I would be walking to just unwind, to maybe step out of the busyness of life, and to have that opportunity to connect with God, to be in his creation and to feel his presence. Creation connects us with God because it allows us to know God. I mean, he was the one who designed it, who spoke it all into being. The sky at sunrise this week, this past week, has been breathtaking, and I've noticed as many people have posted pictures on social media. We connect with God because he created that, the sky and all the colors that it is painted in. When I would see the water of the Indian River, the dolphin playing, I would smile at the majesty of God, because you see in Genesis 1:20, he said, "Let the water teem with living creatures." And they did. So one day, when I was on my usual walk, he said to me, and not in an audible voice, but in a way that his spirit spoke to my spirit, in my heart I heard, "Don't miss the people. Look at the people." I would normally say hi to people as I walked that were coming in opposite direction, but had I been in such awe of God and in them when I passed them? Did I smile with glee when I passed them because I had felt like they were a gift from God for the day? Did I connect with God when I saw them, his creation? Because after God had created everything else, the sky and the sea, the sun and the moon, the stars in the sky, the vegetation, the animals on land and in the water, he created humankind. He created humankind, male and female, in his own image. In the likeness of God, you see, humans were created. I mean, if I wanted to see God on my walks on the causeway, the deepest way that I was going to be able to connect was going to be that power and what I would experience when I would see others. So this was a very powerful moment I had on the causeway that day. So today we start talking about the power of Genesis in this new sermon series. We begin by coming to understand the power within this image, in this identity that we've been given. This week my youngest one said to me, "I'm hungry." And I came back with that just horribly silly response. Well, hi, Hungry, I'm Mom. This is one of those many names and identities that we give to ourselves, whether it's Hungry or Mom. And the world throws lots of identities and images onto us, so many that are not positive and don't allow us to live into who we are. Because you see, where it all begins, who we are, what our identity is here in Genesis. We are created in the image of God. I hear an advertisement on one of the podcasts that I listen to for ancestor study to discover where your family has come from. And this is a hobby of some, but it's become more accessible in these past years, especially in the past probably like 10 years. Through such a simple sample of saliva, sending it off to a lab, you can discover your ancestry down to like minimal percentages. I catch myself often saying something, and what do I hear? I hear my mother. Or I look at my girls and the way they might be standing, or the mannerism that they might use when saying something. Oh, and it looks just like me. We connect with our family lineages. We look like them. We sound like them. We act like them in certain mannerisms. But it goes farther back than just one generation or even learning about our family lineage for generations back. It goes back to the fact that we are created in the image, in the likeness of God. The message from God that day on the causeway continued to grow and in reality is continuing to grow into completion within me. For you see, part of what I was coming to understand in God's invitation to look at people and therefore to see Him was also to be able to look at myself and see Him. To look at myself and smile as I did when I would see the dolphin. To look at myself and see the wonder of God, His creativeness, God's majesty. Do you see that when you see yourself? Do you realize that you were created in God's image? I mean, that is who you are. You are a child of God who was created different than the rest of creation. You were created in that image and that likeness of God to take care of the rest of creation, to rule over it. Genesis 1:28 says, God blessed them, told them to be fruitful and to then rule over the fish, birds, and every living creature. We were created in God's image, you see, to take care of the rest of creation. This power, the power of the image that we hold that is within us is quite a power. It is the power to design and create, the power to look around and to see good. Because here's the deal, folks. In Genesis 1:31, God said that God saw everything that He made. And it was very good. It is almost as if God just stepped back after He got done with the day's work, with 6 days of work. He just stepped back and He said, oh, look at it. It is very good. So what do we do with that? What do we do with that truth and that fact? What do we do with that power that is within us? With the image of God that we were created in? We get to take on that purpose that God gave us in caring for it all. We get to continue to be creative, caring for all that He's made, caring for one another. Now, I used to think that I wasn't creative because I couldn't draw. I wasn't good at art. You see, I had this definition of creative very boxed in. But creative can be, you see, about anything. Creative could be about writing, maybe writing a book, a poem, a letter, a proposal. Maybe you creatively design a website or a spreadsheet so that everyone who looks at it can understand it. Maybe you creatively cook, designing meals with the items that you could buy with the coupons that were clipped or the things that are buy one, get one free. So therefore, you're creative not only with cooking, but also with finances, making the best use of your money. Or maybe you know how to lay out a room and be able to make the best use of the space you've been given. There's no end or limit to creativity or what you can be creative in. This week I listened to a podcast Brené Brown was hosting with Scott Sonnenschein, where he talked about this idea of stretching. And it's been the focus of his research and his career. And stretching is this practice that people participate in when they take what they have, the resources within them, or those that are accessible to them around them, and they put them to use. They get creative with them. You might describe them as resourceful because they take everything within their reach. And they put them to the greatest use, not only for themselves, but for the greater good. They're creative and productive, willing to try new things and even to take risks. You might even describe them as courageous. He gave an example. He talked about this. A frying pan. If someone asked me what this is, I would say it's a frying pan. If you ask a child, though, what it is, they might say, oh, it's an instrument. Or it's a pool for my dolls. They might eventually come up with the fact that it's a frying pan. This illustration I heard came back to me later in that day when I was on a walk with my youngest daughter, who I will say has the most creative conversations when we're on these walks. She started walking, you see, in this very creative, funky style. She started waving her arms in a weird way, and her body was twisting, and her legs were all flexible and flimsy. She was getting all kinds of creative, and she turned to me and she said, "You try." And I was like, "I don't think so. I mean, we're walking down Cleveland Heights here. The cars were coming and going, and I was not about to look weird walking down Cleveland Heights. You know, what would people think about me? What might they say? Might they really know that I am just a little bit odd?" You see, I just wanted to walk the normal old way. Creativity. Creativity takes us outside of our comfort zones to try new things. I mean, courage really is required. You can't care about what others might say. Since our identity is in God, you see, we were created in the likeness of the Creator. That's who we are. Creative. But it gets squashed down sometimes, because we get too worried about what the drivers on Cleveland Heights might say. So now is the time. Today, this passage in Scripture, it's inviting us to unleash it, to let it bubble up within us, to let it have power, creativity in our lives, to have the power that it was meant to have, to care for the world. So during one of those creative conversations we had walking, my daughter told me that when she grows up, she's going to be the president. And since the White House, she said, is so big, she's going to have all of the homeless people come and live there with her. She was inviting me also to come and live there so that I could feed them all. It's her using her resources, a big house, to do something that she would really like to do, that her heart is wanting to happen for all the homeless people to have a place to live. Creative. The creative mind still is able to dream without so many restrictions placed on it and put on it by naysayers or put on it by fear or ridicule or if that platform might not get her elected. Last week I was in a meeting with new candidates who are going into pastoral ministry, and we were discussing the quote by Frederick B. Fichtner that says, the place that God calls you is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. Where is that place? Where is that place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger come together and meet? Now stop. I can already hear some of you saying, no, that's not possible. Create. That is who you are. We just finished a sermon series last week on feeding your faith, inspired by our Fill the Table initiative taking place in the Florida Conference of the United Methodist Church. And after church service a few weeks ago, a church member messaged me to tell me that they were feeling led to after worship on Sundays, that they were going to go out and drive around and hand food bags out to anyone that they saw that was hungry. It was their deep gladness and the world's deep hunger. It was them meeting and coming together. A group of people called the Justice League has recently been birthed after participating in a book club using the book How to Be an Anti-Racist. You see, it's those people's deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meeting, coming together and being creative. There's such power in these three verses in the first book, the first chapter of the Bible. These verses allow us the ability to look in the mirror and to see the image of God and to say, it is very good. In these three verses, we receive the power to look at others. And in looking at them, to see the image of God right in front of us. And to know that it is very good. And these verses, they give us the power to take care of all of creation. The creation that God the Creator made, designed, spoke, and it came into being. For we get to use that power, the power of the creative image that created us, the power of the creative God that continues to create through you and me, so that his kingdom can come here on earth, so that his love could be made known here on earth, so that all may know that they are created in the image of God. Brothers and sisters, this is going to take great courage for us to be willing to get out of some of the boxes that we've placed in our lives, to be willing to get creative, to be willing for God, to allow God to move and to work through us in his power. So I want to invite you, if you are ready, to enter into the beginning, into this creative image that we've been created in. If you are willing to step into where God might be calling you and to unleash that power and to let it bubble up within you, I invite you to pray this prayer with me and with one another. Let us pray together. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Under normal circumstances, we have annual conference here in Florida in June. We postponed it in hopes of being able to get together in September. But yesterday, we had our annual conference. Still, we held it virtually. In the beginning, though, the bishop opened up with a homily and devotion and spoke a word to us using this very passage that we used this morning as we began this sermon series. And in it, he said a few things that really touched me that I've continued to ponder and will continue to ponder. And one was, he said, grow into the image. We get to grow into the image that God has created us in, his very image. And the other thing he said is, remember. Remember who you are. And as you remember who you are, remember that you were created. And that in creating you, God said, very good. Very good. So as you go from this time of worship, remember who you are as you live and grow into the image of God that you were created. Go in his grace. Go in his peace. Go in his love. Amen.